This is CPR and KRCC. Good evening, I'm Joanne Allen. RTD is bringing back recently laid off bus drivers and train operators. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
The federal government gave RTD $200 million in COVID-19 relief earlier this month. It's basically a lifeline for an agency that was already struggling financially. And then the pandemic made things a whole lot worse. RTD says it'll use the money to restore all of the frontline workers, like drivers and mechanics, that it had to lay off in recent months. It'll also start looking at how and where to restore service. Ridership is still at less than half of pre-pandemic levels, but RTD hopes that'll change as more people are vaccinated. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado is midway the season for snowpack accumulation and currently sits at 73% of normal. Brian DeMoncus is with the NRCS Colorado Snow Survey Program.
In the upper Colorado River Basin, the snowpack is 68% of normal, and it is slightly worse than 2002. 2002 was one of the drier years on record.
DeMoncus says there's always a chance things could turn around this season, but not likely. Free admission days at Denver museums are coming back. CPR's Monica Castillo reports.
Although COVID-19 precautions are still in place, some sense of normalcy is returning to museums. The Metro Area Scientific and Cultural Facilities District is bringing back its popular Free Days program starting in February. They were discontinued at the start of the coronavirus pandemic last March. Now, venues like the Denver Zoo and the Denver Museum of Nature and Science will once again host visitors for free, thanks to SCFD's funding. The organization will release its new Free Day calendar on January 31st. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Coming up, Facebook's decision to refer questions about Donald Trump's suspension to its independent oversight board. Then a new global treaty banning nuclear weapons takes effect tomorrow. More than 80 countries have signed on, but none of them have nuclear weapons. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. 20 to 25 tonight along the Front Range and on the Western Slope, 15 degrees for the Central Mountains overnight. This is CPR and KRCC.